You're listening to Sounds Good. It's your midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross, and I'm pleased to welcome into the studio this morning Adam Miller and Laurel Johnston. They play Aslan and the Witch in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. It's opening Friday here at Murray's Playhouse in the Park. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you. Hey,
thank you for having us.
Well, I don't really think that the actual play needs much introduction. I think C.S. Lewis's classic, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, a beloved work in novel form for children of all ages, and it also has long been a play. And we were thinking beforehand, I don't know if Playhouse has ever done The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe before.
Yeah, not that I know of. I know that we haven't done it in the past 12 years or so, because that's how long I've been doing Playhouse. But yeah, I know that we haven't done it in that span of time. But if we have done it before, then I do not know. But
well, both of you have a couple of plum roles in the production. So I guess I'll just ask, did you both get the roles that you originally tried out for?
Yeah, I definitely auditioned for Aslan. I'm a board member at Playhouse in the Park, and I was kind of involved with the pre-production planning, and I saw kind of the costumes and whatnot. Originally I wasn't going to, but then I saw what they were going to do with it. I'm like, that looks really, really cool. So I just ended up auditioning for it and ended up getting the role.
I actually did not. I went in for Susan, who is the second eldest Pevensie, and read for the witch at the audition. Our director's mom actually laughed at me when they said, Laurel, can you read for the witch? Because that's about as far as you can get from my normal type of what I play. But they gave me a call back, and I think part of it was my British accent, but I couldn't be happier.
So what's it like playing the bad person?
It's a real challenge. A lot of people say when you play someone evil to look for their redeeming qualities, and the fun thing about the witch is she really has no redeeming qualities whatsoever, but she's very smart, and so it's interesting to kind of just see how she reacts to the people around her.
What about Aslan, Adam? I mean, he generates a lot of power and respect, but he does so in an almost quiet way. Is it easy to get this across for you?
Yes, I think so. Just because I'm not a very small individual, you know, standing at 6'5", I'm taller than everybody in the cast by several inches. So being able to, you know, kind of stand and puff my chest out and be authoritative, it's kind of very simple for me to do.
Well, for the three people listening who aren't familiar with The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, can you give a thumbnail synopsis of it, and then maybe just explain how Playhouse is going to approach this?
Well, I actually read the books when I was a child, so I'm pretty familiar with the story. So basically, the four Pevensie children are going to stay with a professor during World War II to escape London. And they find this wardrobe. The youngest Pevensie child, Lucy, goes through the wardrobe and finds this very cold, mysterious land and a lamppost. And a fawn approaches her, a talking fawn, and takes her back to his home. They talk, and then eventually Lucy brings her other siblings into this land, and they find they're part of a prophecy where I, the witch, have caused eternal winter, and I'm just this horrible ruler just making everyone suffer. And they find that they are part of a prophecy that is supposed to bring Narnia back into its original form and bring Aslan and back to power. And basically the story goes through with Aslan and his army and my army coming together fighting, and good triumphs over evil in the end.
The book obviously allowed each of us to create images in our heads of what everything looked like, but when the films came out, you actually were able to see that magical transformation where they walk through the wardrobe and into the land. How are you approaching that as far as the set at the Playhouse?
Well, I mean, we've done a lot of painting. There's definitely some painting to set pieces that you wouldn't think that is set pieces that are actually part of the Playhouse building to make it look like a wardrobe. And then just the set itself is very, you know, wintry and, you know, kind of cold looking with the lighting and whatnot. So it very much looks like you are in Narnia whenever, you know, everybody is standing there. So.
And how does the cast feel at this point, just a couple of days before opening night? Are you ready to go?
I believe we're definitely ready to go. I've been involved in plays at Playhouse you know, for several years, and have been through the process. And this is one of the, this is one of the couple shows that I've been in where I think that we're definitely ready to go and we're ready for an audience.
You almost don't really need to hype up this production. So I'll just ask you this: how many tickets are still left at this point? I bet they're going very quickly.
Yeah, I know our Saturdays are a little easier to get into. Our Sunday shows are pretty much almost full. I know the Murray Bank, our show sponsor and season sponsor, is doing a free showing next Tuesday, December 11th. And you need to, I think, let them know about a reservation. But I think there might still be some tickets for that as well.
Anything else that you want everybody to know before The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe opens?
Just wanted to give praise to our director, Sabri Poor. This is her first ever time directing a show.
Really?
A main stage show, at least. And she has done a fantastic job with directing and with getting all of the kids to, you know, be attentive and aware, and her thought process and design of the show. And it's just, she's done a very fantastic and wonderful job.
Yeah, our crew is really incredible. Like, I told a friend the other day, it's an honor to wear the costumes that they've made. It's an honor to hold these props that, like, you wouldn't even think are real.
Right.
Incredible.
Well, I think it's going to be special. I can tell both of you feel that way. Adam, Laurel, thank you so much for coming by today.
Yes, thank you.
That's Adam Miller and Laurel Johnson. They play Aslan and the Witch in the Lion, the Witch in the Wardrobe, opening Friday at Murray's Playhouse in the Park.